what's in store. I'm excited about what God is doing. And so welcome today. It's I don't even know what today is. I think it's the 20th of July. And man, it's like this year is already over, half over. And you know, and I know a lot of people are waiting for this whole year to be over so we can start fresh. And that's kind of what we have to look at this moment. So welcome. I'm Tom, and I want to welcome you to just sharing, hopefully sharing some encouragement today. Okay. I want to read from Isaiah 57. Again, this is all talking about seeking the face of the Lord. We were talking about coming into the secret place of the Lord, coming into his place, coming into where he is and who he is. And so, and I want to start out with this verse, because if you don't get this verse, seeking him doesn't really matter. But they're all part of the same, it's the same dialogue. It's the same thing that we have to talk about here, okay? So in Isaiah 57, I'm reading out of the Passion Translation. I love this translation so much. But it says, though all your wanderings wearied you. Can I say it this way? Though life wearies you, okay? You never said, I give up. Your strength was renewed so that you did not faint. Okay? And, you know, I mean, we all have days. We all have situations. We all have times in our life where we've gone through hardships. We've gone through pains. We've gone through situations. But can I tell you that you are, your track record for making it through the hardest days of your life is 100%. You're batting 1,000 when it comes out to the fact that you made it through some very, very hard days. Sometimes those days were like weeks. Man, you just made it through the weeks. And it's been really, really difficult. But you made it through each one of those. Okay? Hi, Michelle. And you made it through all of those seasons, all of those days. You did it. You made it. Every one of those hard days that you went through, every one of them, you made it through. And that's kind of where we're, you know, coming from. Well, thank you, Michelle. Sometimes I don't feel encouraging, but, you know, it's who I am. It's what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about what my desires are. And I've said it a couple of times, but I feel like I need to say it again and again. Because, you know, you have to understand, too, that people that are the encouragers are people that love you because of the fact, and they come and encourage you because they don't want you to have to go through what they are going through, okay? I don't ever want people to ever have to go through what I'm going through. I don't want you to have to do that. You know, I want you to be spared that part of life. I want you to be spared that. You know, life's not easy, man. Never said it was supposed to be. You know, God never promised you a rose garden. He never promised it. He just said, in this life, you will have pressures. You will have persecution. You will have the pressure. That's what that word persecution means. You will have pressure. You read the headlines today. It's not the only thing that is just that's your job description. That's what you're being sent into, okay? And you have to say that, you know, you have to continually come out and you have to go like this. Though all of your days or all of your wanderings wearied you, you never said, I give up. Your strength was renewed so that you did not faint. You were strong enough to go through that day and you made it through. Some of the hardest months you've been through, some of the hardest weeks you've been through, some of the hardest situations you've ever been through in your life, relationally, financially, emotionally, you know, you made it. You're batting 1,000, man. You batted 1,000 by getting up out of the bed this morning. And when you seek the Lord, you're not going after him to get out of the mess. You're going after him because you're tired and you're weary and you feel like you just can't move anymore. In Isaiah 55, verse 6. Isaiah 55 is, well, actually, let me read the whole up until there. It says, listen, are you thirsty? Are you thirsty for more? Again, I'm reading out of the Passion Translation. It's a little different. He says in one translation, ho, everyone that thirsts. But he says, listen, are you thirsty for more? Come to the refreshing waters and drink. You know, in Psalm 23, we'll read some of these in a little bit. But it said, come to the refreshing waters and drink. Even if you don't have enough money to come, buy and eat. Yes, come and buy all the wine and milk you desire. It won't cost a thing. According to Song of Songs 2, verse 4, and Nehemiah 8:10, it says, you know, keep working because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, it keeps talking about the wine. This wine can symbolize the joy-filled blessings from the Lord. You know, yeah, and I want to tell you, Michelle, you know, you're not the only one tired from the battle. I'm tired of the battle. I just can't, sometimes I just can't move. I don't want to get up in the morning. I don't want to take another step because I'm tired. And God says, last night I was up at the dam. And while I was there, we were singing. And I looked at the waters of Lake Shasta, and they were so down. They were just down. The lake was thirsty. The lake was thirsty. We got 6 more weeks of hot weather. And the lake was so thirsty. It was dry. It was coming. I mean, the water level was so far down, and yet still people were on the water, and they were boating, and they were fishing, and, you know, and that's awesome. You can still do that. It's not as far down as it was back in 2015 when I moved here. But sometimes you're parched. Sometimes you're so thirsty you can't move anymore. Man, I've wanted to give up so many times this weekend. I've wanted to pack it in. And from what people have messaged me and you know, and what I'm feeling, I'm not the only one, man. We're tired. It's tired. Come buy all the wine and milk you desire. It won't cost a thing. You're weary. You're thirsty. If you hunger and thirst, he says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst, for they will be filled. Why spend your hard-earned money on something that can't nourish you or work so hard for something that can't satisfy? Listen to me carefully and you will enjoy a sumptuous feast, delighting in the finest of food. Pay attention. Come closer to me. The Lord is calling us closer. And hear that your total being may flourish. I will enter into an everlasting covenant with you, and I will show you the same faithful love that I showed David. See, I made him a witness to the nation, an example of leadership as prince and commander of the people. Look, you will summon nations you've never heard of. Nations you've never heard, who've never heard of you, will come running to follow you because Yahweh your God, the Holy One of Israel, has glorified you. So he says this to you, and he's calling you out. He's, yeah, man, I'm tired right now. Beat up. Like I said, this woman sent this video. She's just tired. Life, stop beating me up. I'm down for the count already. I want to read some of these verses as we go forward. Psalm 23, verse 2. We know this psalm. The psalm is a very famous psalm. Psalm 23, verse 2 says, He offers a resting place for me in His luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brook of bliss. The quiet brook of bliss. This is what he's talking about. Come to the refreshing waters, his quiet brook of bliss. That's so good. In John chapter 4, very familiar. John chapter 4, verse 14. He's talking to the woman at the well here. John chapter 4 is not Luke chapter 14, okay? John chapter 4, verse 14. Jesus answered, If you drink from Jacob's well, you will be thirsty again. But if anyone drinks of the living water that I give them, they will never thirst again and will be forever satisfied. For when you drink the water I give you, it becomes a gushing fountain of the Holy Spirit, springing up and flooding you with endless life. It's a verb used for people and things. It just means jumping or leaping. Yeah. This woman at the well, I got to tell you, she came in the afternoon. I mean, obviously, you know the story. She came in the afternoon because she didn't want to deal with people anymore. She didn't want to have to listen to all of the people making fun of her on a daily basis. Because she was sleeping around. She had more men than a men's department at Macy's. More men than on a football field. Jesus said, go get your husband. And she said, I have no. Of course you don't have a husband. You got five husbands. And the guy you're living with ain't even your husband, man. And then he says, give me a drink of water. You don't have anything to draw with. I'm not going to give you something. I'm not going to give you my jar to drink out of. Are you kidding? You know, if you drink this water, you're going to be thirsty again. But if you drink the water that I give you, you're never going to thirst again. The water that I give you, it becomes a gushing fountain of the Holy Spirit, springing up and flooding in endless life. John chapter 7, another familiar passage of Scripture. John chapter 7, verse 37. And then on the most important day of the feast, the last day, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, All you thirsty ones, come to me and drink. Believe in me so that rivers of living water will burst out from within you, flowing from your innermost being, just like the scripture says. And Jesus was prophesying about the Holy Spirit that believers are being prepared to receive, but the Holy Spirit had not yet been poured out on them because Jesus had not yet been unveiled in his full splendor. Let's go back to Isaiah. Are you thirsty for more? Come to the refreshing waters and drink, and you will be filled with the Holy Spirit because that's what God wants to do. He wants to give you the water. Good morning, Susan. That's what God wants to do. It doesn't matter how hard-pressed you are. It doesn't matter how pained you are. Like I said, man, I'm at the end. Why am I preaching this when I'm at the end? Because me being at the end does not make this untrue. This is the truth, man. I'm a little fired up, but that's it. I'm thirsty. I got to drink something. I've got to have something to drink. I'm weary from the battle. I'm weary today. You're weary today. And God wants to fill you up. God wants you to come. I don't have the resources to come. And he says, come and buy anyway, even though you don't have any money. Take your fill. You come to Jesus, you're going to get that. Yeah. His water's alive, man. It's a bubbling brook that bubbles up from within you. This is in me, and it's got to burst out. David said, you know, David was wanting to bury, and he wanted to buy a piece of land, and he says, no, no, no. Somebody wanted to give it to him for free. You're the king. I want to give it. He goes, no, I'm not going to take something that didn't cost me anything. It's got to cost me something. Your life in Jesus is going to cost you something. We can come and drink out of his fountain anytime, but it's got to cost you something. It's going to cost you your life. The devil doesn't like you, man. He doesn't like me. You have to know that it's got to cost you. It's going to cost you everything to follow him. Surrender costs. Surrender costs everything. You can come to the water and get as much as you want, and that won't cost you anything. But to be in that position will cost you everything. David said, I don't want a piece of land that I want to use for the Lord that doesn't cost me anything. Don't give me a sacrifice that doesn't cost me anything. What you're going through is the cost for the breakthrough on the other end. The cost that William Seymour had to stand and take and pay in order for the major revival to be poured out. It cost him. It cost him his reputation. It cost him his life. It cost him friendships. It cost him his staff. I don't know what to say here, guys. I'm at a place where we're devastated. A lot of believers are weary from the battle. There's a song that came out in the 90s during the Toronto outpouring. And that song was, "You bring times of refreshing. When I'm weary from the fight and I'm trying to do what's right, you bring times of refreshing to my soul." Revelation 22:17. I love Revelation too. It's the revelation, you know, not of the Antichrist, but the revelation of the Christ. 22:17. He says, "Come, let everyone gripped with spiritual thirst say, 'Come,' and let everyone who craves the gift of living water come and drink it freely. It is my gift to you. Come." He's saying, come. The Lord is saying to you, come. There's so much more, man. We're just unpacking this, and it gets to be deeper and deeper and deeper. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. 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 I am Yahweh, your mighty God. Isaiah 40, verse 13. I am Yahweh, your mighty God. I grip your right hand and won't let you go. I whisper to you, don't be afraid. I am here to help. Jacob, although you feel like a grub worm, have no fear. O men of Israel, I'm here to help you. I am your kinsman redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am making you into a powerful threshing instrument with teeth new and sharp. The second half of 16 says, then you will spin and dance with rejoicing in Yahweh, boasting in admiration in the Holy One of Israel. I, Yahweh, will respond to the cry of the poor and needy when they are thirsty and their tongues are parched with thirst. They will seek a drink of water, but there is none. I, the Lord God of Israel, will not abandon them. I will open up refreshing streams on the barren hills. Oh, Jesus. That's Isaiah 41. Isaiah 40 is such a good chapter, man. Haven't you been listening? Yahweh is the one and only everlasting God, the creator of all that you see and imagine. He never gets weary or worn out. His intelligence is unlimited. He is never puzzled over what to do. He empowers the feeble, and infuses the powerless with increasing joy. With increasing strength. Even the young people faint and get exhausted. Athletic ones may stumble and fall, but those who are have entwined their hearts with Yahweh will experience divine strength. They will rise up on soaring wings and fly like eagles, run their race without growing weary, and walk through life without giving up. That's Isaiah 40, starting with verse 28. Loved ones, what else can I say to you? What else can be said? I'm not talking to you out of something that I'm not going through right now. I'm talking to you out of what's going on in my heart. We're tired. We're weary. The battle is hard. You may be going through stuff in your family. You may be going through a death in your family. You may be going through a death in your marriage. You may be going through a death in your finances. You may be going through a death in your ministry. You may be going through a death in your life. You may be totally depressed. You may be. Come on, we're going to make it. Hi, Stacy. We're going to make this. It's tough. It's hard. I remember, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Princess Bride, but in the movie, she says, you mock my pain, and he says, life is pain, princess. Anyone that tells you otherwise is selling you something. You are being prepared for what God wants to pour out on somebody in need down the road. I'm frustrated. You're frustrated. Life is hard, man. I can't move anymore. Sometimes I don't even want to go on, and you know how that feels. I'm not speaking of myself only. I'm speaking of the people around me. Life is hard. Jesus is love, and he's refreshing, and we need to run to him to make it through our every days. We need to run to him to make it through our every days. Can I tell you you're going to make it? Do you know that you're going to make it? I hope, and sometimes that's all we have is hope. I hope I can make it. You're gonna make it. I'm just telling you, you're gonna make it. You know how I know? Because he's faithful. God is so faithful. This last verse I'm going to read, and then I'll let you go. I don't want to tire you guys out. I just want you to be encouraged, because you're going to make it. In Isaiah 61, verse 7. I mean, you can read Isaiah 60, 61, and 62, I believe. You know, that'll encourage you alone. But I want to read this verse. He says, because you have received a double dose of shame and dishonor, which is part of the battle that you're dealing with, part of the battle I deal with, you will inherit a double portion of endless joy and everlasting bliss. How do you receive a double portion of eternity, of eternal stuff? God just doubled down and he said, listen, you've received a double dose of it. You got kicked around. You got beat up. The devil just is a jerk. But you're going to receive a double portion of endless joy and everlasting bliss. Holy Spirit, come. Lord, I ask you for those that are listening, that are watching, will listen later, will watch later. We'd have nothing left. We're weary from the battle. We're paralyzed. We can't move anymore. But you are God. Come. Come and help. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, guys, God bless you. Have a good day. And, you know, just know that God is on your side, man. And if God is for us, who can be against us? He is the same God in the rah-rah times as he is in the hard times. We need him. We need him desperately. I need him. I need him desperately. But we can make it. And don't think you're not noticed. Those of you who are the encouragers, don't think you're not noticed. Some of the most encouraging people are the ones that are hurting the most because they don't want you to feel what they're feeling. That's love. The scandalous grace and love of God. It's reckless in how he loves you. It's relentless in how he pursues you. He loves you. Well, Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll pick up on some of this stuff. I didn't get into half of what I wanted to talk about, but it's okay. Well, we're going to make it. We will make it, you and I. I can't put on facades. I can't put on a big smile and pretend. Going through stuff. But you know, when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, keep walking. When you're getting beat up, but you're still standing. Paul the Apostle knew it. He said, listen, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. And in the process, he says, I have not yet attained, but I press on. We need to press on. Amen? Yeah. We're going to make it. Love you guys so much. Thanks for joining me. And, you know, please don't be discouraged. You're going to make it. We're going to make it. I'm going to make it. You know how I know? I still have breath. Amen. Well, God bless you. Have a great day. And we'll talk to you next time. Hopefully, we'll talk to you tomorrow.